The death of former Maryland Senator Paul Sarbanes is being mourned on the Eastern Shore. He was 87. Sarbanes, a Democrat, was a native of Salisbury, but cut the image of a serious lawmaker on the national stage, even during the most tumultuous of times. One of those who served with him was former Republican Congressman Wayne Gilchrist. We caught up with him to talk about his experience, beginning with his first encounter.
The first time I was being sworn in as a member of Congress, I was leaving the Cannon House office building to walk across the street to where the Capitol building was, and the place is just mobbed with people. All the members are being sworn in, so there's a lot of family, friends, and all that stuff. And in the midst of that crowd of people walking across the street came Paul Sarbanes, particularly, to come up to me, congratulate me, and welcome me to Congress. So that memory just stayed with me ever since then. And of course, we traveled the district together many times, and I can say that Paul was always kind, considerate, thoughtful, gentle, and articulate. So, you know, he truly loved being a U.S. Senator, and he loved people in Maryland.
Well, what do you think his impact was, particularly on the state? I know that he was obviously nationally known for things like, obviously, the Nixon impeachment, but also lots of financial legislation. What kind of impact do you think he had on Maryland?
No, the impact he had is the same impact his son John is having, and that is very steady, competent, informed leadership with integrity. You know, wasn't flamboyant, wasn't in the news all the time, but Paul Sarbanes is the type of legislator that does his job. He doesn't seek the limelight. There's no scandal. There's no bullying. There's no flamboyance. It's just steady, competent leadership from an informed elected official that has integrity. And that's what we all need.
Now, turning to the Chesapeake Bay and its restoration, what kind of role do you see him having played in that?
Well, he was in full support of the Chesapeake Bay program. And that survived partly all those years with the funding because of Paul Sarbanes and his sidekick. Of course, his sidekick was Barbara Mikulski. There was a, now after all these years, I can't quite recall the name of this facility. It's a former military base that was turned into a fish and wildlife research facility, many, many acres, and he said it was the green lungs of Maryland, and that was in reference to open space where nature could do its natural thing.
What do you think he would have thought or thought about the kind of politics that we're now experiencing today?
Well, I think he saw them coming. You know, I was a Republican, and I served with Newt Gingrich. But I can remember Paul Sarbanes saying shortly after Newt became Speaker, he seemed to see the writing on the wall with the new Republican upstart Congress when they took over the majority as being way more partisan. He said, if your house is on fire, you can react and maybe put it out. But if your house is on fire and flames are coming out of all the windows, then it's a real danger. And that's how he described the coming Republican majority.
Former Republican Congressman Wayne Gilchrist on the passing of former Senator Paul Sarbanes. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.